Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 30 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live from high above Times Square in beautiful New York City, where the crowds are gathering to watch my balls drop. That's correct. It's New Year's Eve, and we will be celebrating the end of 2009 and the advent of 2010. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast immediately following the live show. Yes, and we are sponsored, as always, by Hinky Dinky Supermarkets.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Where else indeed? I hope you had a acceptable 2009. I know it was quite the year. It was a different year than any other year. I don't know what else to say about it. We're going to concentrate on the year ahead, but we're going to commemorate the end of the old year the best way I know how with Mr. Merle Haggard.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Well, we've just about made it through December, and we're going to drink a toast to that tonight. Yep, tonight on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, I'm going to do some drinking. I ain't drunk, but I'm just drinking. Here, hang on a second. There we go. Nope, it sounds like a bottle of champagne, but that's actually a bottle of Belgian beer. That's some Duvel I'm going to be sipping. Yeah, pour myself a glass. And I'm going to take a sip to you and to 2009 and to the days ahead. Hang on a second. Too much head. Let that settle a minute. We're going to start the new year off right. And yeah, that was Merle Haggard, and that was If We Make It Through December. And this is Bing Crosby, and let's start the new year right.
One minute to midnight, one minute to go, one minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light. Let's begin kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right? Watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new?
And that's a sentiment that I can get behind. For those of you that were fortunate enough to tune in and listen to the pre-show, we heard lots and lots of different versions of Blue Moon, and My Blue Moon Turns to Gold, and Blue Moon of Kentucky, because of course you've heard a lot lately about how the full moon tonight is a blue moon, and ostensibly the last blue moon to fall on a New Year's Eve until the year 2028, although I recently was informed that this is erroneous information, that this is not, in fact, a blue moon. The common understanding of what a blue moon is has come to be the second blue moon in the same calendar month, but according to the Topeka Capital Journal, that was due to an error in 1946 by Sky and Telescope magazine, misinterpreting information that it gleaned from the Maine Farmer's Almanac. Apparently the correct definition of a blue moon is the third full moon during a season, that being spring, summer, fall, or winter, that happens to have four instead of the usual three full moons. And I realize that's tough to get your mind around, but as far as I'm concerned, tonight is a blue moon, and we are going to hear a version of Blue Moon in commemoration from tonight's faux blue moon. This goes out to my dad. This is Glenn Gray and the Casa or Casa Loma Orchestra. He'll understand why it's going out to him. Casa Loma, you hear that pop? This is for you.
standing alone without a dream in my heart, without the love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked in the turn to gold, blue moon, now I'm no longer alone. Without a dream in my heart, without the love of my own.
Yes, we have a number of New Year's Eve songs to play tonight, though we're not going to belabor the point to the exclusion of all other subject matter. I see that a number of my regular listeners are either out celebrating New Year's Eve, and some are even working tonight. Well, we have a dedication for one working man that's out working on New Year's Eve coming up a little bit later. But The main thing is that as I sit here and think about it, all of my friends are currently employed. Everybody that I associate with socially has a job right now, and that's a blessing in this economy because, I'm going to let Bobby Bird explain it.
And friends, this is Bobby Bird. We need help. We can't do it alone. We can protest, but the only way to end this mess, let me tell you. You got to have a job with me on the table. You got to have a job to keep your family able. You got to have a job with everything you need. You got to have a job to buy yourself a squeeze. If you don't work, you can't eat. You don't worry, no, you can't eat. You don't worry, you can't eat. You don't worry, you can't eat. You got to have a job to put shoes on your feet. You got to have a job to buy the family meat. You got to have a job if you want to stay healthy and able. You got to have a job if you want to solve that grave. You don't worry. You can't eat, you don't worry, no, you can't eat, you don't worry, you can't eat, you don't worry, you can't eat, you got to have a job to put me on the table, you got to have a job to keep the family able, you got to have a job to put shoes on your feet, you got to have a job to buy the family meat. You don't wear, you can't eat. You don't wear, no, no, you can't eat.
if you don't work, you can't eat. And I don't know how you can distill the important issues in life any further than that. I'd like to say hello, shout out to my friend Tate, who I see is tuned in. Happy New Year, Tate. I'm going to refill my little glass of Duvel here and raise it to Mr. Tate. That's beautiful stuff. I wish you could smell it. This is Duvel. This is a brewery in Belgium, founded in 1871. And it says here that it's bottle conditioned, that it's 8.5% alcohol for you beer aficionados. And it says pour unhurriedly. And believe me, I'm in no rush. It's a very, very big bottle of beer. Thank you very much. Well, I know what I'm doing. What are you doing New Year's Eve? I guess we don't want to think too hard about what Lena Horne's doing on New Year's Eve. She's decomposing, but...
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought you'd ask me just the same. What are you doing? Just in case I stand one little chance, ask me that jackpot question in advance. What are you doing,
misled, I've been mistreated, and I've been misused.
Boy, she really made a chunk out of you.
Yeah, but I made a New Year's resolution, and I'm really gonna get her told.
What you gonna tell her?
I tell you what I'm gonna tell her. Get a load of this. I made my New Year's resolution. Tell you what I'm gonna do. Just forget about the old year and the things we used to do. Gonna take instead of giving. Cause my lesson I've learned. Gonna get the things I wanted and give nothing in return. Cause I've changed my ways. And I don't care what you do. I've made my New Year's resolution. And baby, this time we're through. I'm gonna deal them from the bottom. Ain't gonna play it fair at all. Please believe me, pretty baby. I'm gonna have myself a ball. Gonna give up my apartment. And you know they're hard to find. I don't want no last year's memories running through my weary mind. Cause I've changed my way. And I don't care what you do. Yes, I've made my New Year's resolution. And baby, this time we're through. My way of living, you don't fit in my new plan, so you might as well forget it and go find another man. Cause I've changed my way. Yes, I've changed my way. I've made my New Year's resolution, and baby, this time we're through.
Hang on a second. My cup runneth over. I overpoured the beer a little bit, and the head went up and over, but that's okay. I was thinking ahead, and I have a bar rag here, so it's an okay thing. New Year's Resolution Blues, and as far as I know, it's credited to various artists, and you know, they're one of my favorite groups. I love various artists.
Let's see. Well, I think if you're going out tonight, you'll want to be careful and you'll want to behave yourself. And Booker T and the MGs, they agree with me.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking about a New Year's Eve that fell 30 years ago tonight. Here, I'm going to turn this down. I'm going to tell you a story. 30 years ago, I was living in Omaha, Nebraska, and my cousin Jeff and his friend Paul Novak had the idea that the three of us could drive out to Colorado between Christmas and New Year's and go skiing without the benefit of hotel accommodations. You see, Paul owned a pickup truck with a top on the back,
and a mattress in the back. And the plan was to drive all night and get to Dillon, Colorado, and spend the week sleeping in the cold in the pickup truck and cooking our meals on a camp stove. And the sustenance that was taken along was the soy burger mush that Paul Novak was fond of, that we would fry into burger patties on the camp stove. Well, right around the time we pulled into Summit County, Colorado, one of the bearings on the pickup truck went. Now, I wasn't in college at this time, but both of these gentlemen were. And the bad bearing and the need for parts left the pickup truck locked up in a service bay at the Dillon Chevron station. So we were able to get accommodations at the Dillon Inn, which I think had formerly been a Ramada. And promptly, Jeff and Paul split to head back to college, leaving me alone in Colorado at the age of 19 with a broken pickup truck. Now, the truck belonged to Paul's uncle, Mike Novak, a well-known pervert. And the plan was for parts to be sent and for Mike Novak to fly out one way to Colorado and for he and I to drive the truck back. And we'll continue this story in a few moments. Right now, what we want to do is get back to something I mentioned earlier. Some of my friends are working tonight, and the person I have in mind is my webcasting mentor, Rory Borealis. He is working at a hotel this evening where Mexican Americans are having a grand New Year's Eve fiesta, so I'm sure that he will earn his pay tonight. And sleep all day tomorrow, which is kind of a pity because tomorrow is Rory's birthday. So he's working tonight. He will be toasted by the time he makes it home around, I don't know, 4 a.m, whenever he makes it home. It will be his birthday, and he will go to bed, and he will sleep all day. Rory is not only a master of the radio, and he's also an entertainer with a storied performing and recording career. And I know wherever Rory is, Rory looks wonderful, and I hope, I just know that Rory looks wonderful tonight.
Because I see the wonder of it all is just don't realize how much I love me.
And yes, Rory always smells wonderful. And that was Rory Borealis doing his rendition of Wonderful Tonight. Happy birthday, big guy. I don't smell wonderful tonight. That last bit of Duvel I poured, part of that wound up on my shirt. I'm a little damp now. Drinking and radio, they don't mix. If you're going to do radio, don't drink. If you're going to drink, don't do radio. I'd like to wish a happy new year to folks out, all of my listeners in Greenland, the eastern part of Brazil, and all of Antarctica, where 3 minutes ago the new year was rung in for those people. Happy new year to all my Greenlandians, Braziliers, and our Antarcticites. Thank you. Let's see. We've got some business to take care of. Here, let's kick it off like this. Yes, last night the Nebraska Cornhuskers met the Arizona Wildcats in the 2009 Pacific Life Holiday Bowl in San Diego, California, where the Nebraska Cornhuskers opened up a good old-fashioned can of whoop-ass on Arizona, soundly beating them in all phases of the game and humiliating them 33-0. Congratulations to the Cornhuskers. I got my first glimpse last night of their 2010 schedule, and frankly, there is no game on that schedule next year that they have to lose. That's right. I'm saying it here right now. The Huskers could go undefeated next season. They will probably have a preseason ranking in the top 10. They will not be playing on December 30th next year. They will be playing in a BCS Bowl on New Year's Day, and I'm looking forward to that. That's the sort of thing I look forward to. Now I'm vamping for time because I can't find the track I'm looking for, and I blame the beer. hang on. Hey, just sit with, oh, here we go. This is what I want to play because this was a request by my dad. And this is one that I heartily agree with. Here, Dad, this is you for you. This is Hail Varsity. And that was the University of Nebraska Marching Band playing Hail Varsity. Several weeks ago, we took a brief cessation in the advancement of my track-by-track programming of Lou Bond's self-titled album, Lou Bond, on the Stack subsidiary we produce for some holiday spectaculars. We're going to get back into that. We've got only two more tracks to enjoy. This is the second to last track on side two from the Lou Bond album, Lou Bond. And this is his version of That's the Way I've Always Heard It Should Be. And this track is long enough for a bathroom break if you need one. But it's pretty good.
Sailor girl, I want us to get married and settle down, you know. But I'm scared, you know. Look, this is the reason why. Listen. My father sits at night with no lights on. His cigarette glows in the dark. The living room is still. I walk by. No. Past the master bedroom where my mother reads her magazines. I hear a call, sweet dreams, but I forget how to dream. Hey, hey. You say it's time we moved in together, raised a family of our own, honey, just you and me. Well, that's the way I've always heard that it should be. You say you want to marry me. We'll marry. My friends from college, they all married now. Oh. They have their houses and their dogs. They have their solid news, tearful nights, angry dawns. Their children hate them for the things. They hate themselves for what they are. Yet they sing, they laugh, close the wound, hide the scar.
that's the way I've always heard that it should be. It should be you want to marry me. We'll marry. You say that we can keep our love alive. Babe, all I know is what I've seen. They clean, they claw, drown in love debris. You say we'll soar like two birds through the clouds, Lord. But soon you'll cage me on your shelf.
Lou Bond's cover of Carly Simon's That's the Way I've Always Heard It Should Be. So, hang on a second. I'll start this. This is New Year's Eve in a Haunted House by the Raymond Scott Quintet. And we're going to turn this down because I got to finish this story. It's a short song. I'm going to have to talk fast. So there I am stranded in Dillon, Colorado at the Dillon Inn. All by myself at age 19 on New Year's Eve in 1979 with a broken-down pickup truck locked in the Dillon Chevron station, dreading the arrival of Paul's Uncle Mike, the pervert. So the bartender at the bar at the Dillon Inn took mercy on me and gave me a few beers even though I was underage. I went to bed early and spent the loneliest New Year's Eve I ever care to experience. The next day, arriving on a bus from Denver, having flown in, Uncle Mike shows up and decides we'll hit the road early and start heading back towards Omaha in the pickup truck that has now been repaired. This actually might have been a day or two after New Year's Eve, because I don't think they fixed the truck on New Year's Day. So, you know, the drive back to Omaha from Dillon is, what, 10 hours? 12 hours? I don't know. We get to probably North Platte or someplace in western Nebraska at 6 in the evening, and Mike decides that he's had enough and we should stop for the night. Fortunately, his particular fetishistic bends don't run towards young men, so although I'm completely freaked out by the stories he's been telling me on the road, I'm not really in fear of my safety. It's just a, well, it's a January 2nd or so in a haunted hotel room with the creepiest man you'll ever meet. The next day we drove uneventfully back to Omaha, Nebraska, and I have never seen or heard of the gentleman since. But that's my story about New Year's Eve 30 years ago tonight, all by myself, stranded in Colorado. Thanks, Cousin Jeff. Thanks, Paul. I'll never forget you. All right. So. Well, let's listen to... this is various artists again. Let's see what they have to say.
Happy New Year, darling. I'm so glad to be back home. Happy New Year, darling. I'm so glad to be back home. Yes, and the reason why I'm so happy, I still can call you my own. Christmas Eve morning, baby, I was on my way back home to you. Christmas Eve morning, baby, I was on my way back home to you. It was your love that kept me fighting, kept me safe the whole war through. It seems like a long, long time since I've been fighting the Japs across the deep blue sea. Yes, it seems like a long, long time since I was fighting the Japs across the deep blue sea. Yes, that's why I'm so glad, darling, to find the one I love still waiting for me. It's so great to have you, darling, to have a little wife like you. Yes, it's so great, my darling, to have a little wife like you. My three brothers couldn't make it, but they say Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year. It says it's by somebody named Lonnie, but I don't have a last name. Sorry about that. We're going to be beginning to wind things down on this episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Appreciate all of you that have joined me this evening. Some of us have just outgrown that... the youthful foolishness of being out drinking and driving on a New Year's Eve. I don't know how my dad, at his advanced age, plans to stay up till midnight. I expect to hear about it tomorrow. Either that or he's at Nancy's house sleeping in a chair as we speak. I wouldn't be a bit surprised. I know she's not listening, but like me, my little sister Lexi's an ABBA fan, and we're gonna play this for her.
No more champagne, and the fireworks are through. Here we are, yesterday. Now's the time for us to say Happy New Year, Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, wherever you are, Bjorn, Benny, Annefrid, and Agneta. I hope you rang it in properly in Sweden in the cold. And then amidst all the blonde. Around here, we're fans of the television show Monk. And it was a bittersweet ending of the series here. Some weeks back, we were behind on our DVR viewing, but we caught up and saw the series finale and was much pleased and surprised to know that the author of the theme song for that series, Randy Newman, had composed a special song specially for the denouement, the final montage of that series. That the song he wrote is called When I'm Gone, and I like it. It's a bit maudlin, but it's good work from a great musician and a great songwriter.
Mm-hmm. time for us to say goodbye is near. The day I hope would never come is here. Though many hearts are broken, we must somehow carry on. 'Cause I think you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Thought my life was over when we met. So little to remember, so much to forget. Though it was you who saw me through the darkness to the dawn. Still I think you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I'm a modest man and it hurts me to say these things to you, but after all we've been through, it's the least that I can do. So instead of just goodbye, I'll say so long. And as for the light by which you see me, leave it on. I'm a better man than I was before. Knowing you has made me strong. And I sure am gonna miss you when I'm gone. Yes, I sure am gonna miss you when I'm gone.
I think that's pretty sweet in spite of the dubious quality of that sound file. It's the best I could come up with. I hope you enjoyed that. I don't know a more appropriate way to end our New Year's Eve celebration here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio with some Guy Lombardo and the most traditional of New Year's Eve recordings. This is his 1938 recording of Auld Lang Syne. It's not his only recording of Auld Lang Syne.
A cup.
And of course, you know the words to Auld Lang Syne were taken from a 18th century poem by the great Scottish poet Robert Burns. I'm down to the last few ounces of my very large, very strong Belgian bottle of Duvel. So getting out of this chair here in a few minutes is going to be a bit of an adventure. For those of you who did tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast, as noted, immediately following the closing theme, so everything you missed is looping back around for your enjoyment. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for tuning in tonight or later on the archive for you archival listeners. It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to serving up more music for all of you in 2010. This whole thing is a lot of fun for me. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine, yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?